A federal program which helps low-income Americans pay rent is under attack in Philadelphia. Critics of the Section 8 Housing Choice Program say the government gives out vouchers to families who can spend their whole lives on public assistance with no incentive to find a job. The Philadelphia Housing Authority is starting a pilot program to show that Section 8 doesn't have to be a way of life. From member station WHYY, Brad Linder reports.
Chris Archer has been buying and selling real estate in northeast Philadelphia for 27 years. Recently, he says he's seen increased numbers of middle-class residents leaving this quiet neighborhood of brick row houses and small front yards. Archer says the problem began about 10 years ago when more and more Section 8 recipients began moving in. He says they throw loud parties, don't take out the trash, and generally make for bad neighbors.
Government was not helping the situation. They were spurring it on, saying, hey, we're going to throw people in houses and hopefully someone, their neighbor, will teach them how to be a good, responsible person. And that's not the neighbor's job.
Philadelphia Housing Authority Director Carl Green agrees. He says if the agency can help residents to find jobs and raise responsible families, they won't be having loud parties and late nights. The Philadelphia Housing Authority is one of 32 federally designated moving to work agencies. That gives PHA more flexibility. This April, PHA became the largest housing agency in the country to put a 7-year time limit on Section 8 assistance. Rather than spending money on new housing vouchers, the authority is paying for programs to help move people into the workforce. Single mother Carol Grant is learning the basics of building construction work. Right now, she's making a flower box, but soon she'll know how to build anything from a park bench to a doorway, and she's learning how to find a good job.
A lot of us are out here on Section 8, don't have any marketable skills, like teach you how to sell yourself and raise your self-esteem up a little higher so that, you know, you feel confident to go out and do what you need to do to get a job and not depend on the government anymore.
But funding social programs comes at the cost of providing housing for people who are homeless. The Philadelphia Housing Authority is only distributing 700 vouchers this year, even though HUD has allocated funding for 2,800. The rest of that money will go to renovation for public housing and to social programs. In the meantime, Philadelphia's homeless shelters continue to fill up. 39-year-old carpenter Anthony Stewart has been out of work and homeless since February. He's living with his wife and two children in a shelter. Stewart's participating in a drug and alcohol rehab program and taking a GED class. But as long as PHA is withholding vouchers, Stewart says his only way out of the shelter is to find a job, whether he finishes school first or not.
They say they want to help you and all this, but since I've been here, I've seen people that was here for 18 months and 19 months, and some are still here.
Instead of helping families to get back on their feet, Stewart says the Philadelphia Housing Authority is spending taxpayer dollars to solve a problem that doesn't really exist. And he may be right. It turns out that most of the complaints that come in about rowdy Section 8 tenants turn out to be about people who aren't on public assistance at all. Joe Schuldner has been director of public housing agencies in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. He agrees that Section 8 is suffering more from poor public perception than bad tenants. Recipients who are breaking the rules can be kicked off the program. But Schuldner says Section 8 has to fix its image if it's ever going to receive more federal funding.
Even if you maximize the number of vouchers in public housing units, et cetera, you're still serving only 25% of the eligible population. So we need to come up with programs that Americans feel good about, can support even in tough times, and which would result in a larger pie and more funding be available.
The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's budget comes up for congressional review annually. Schuldner says it's hard enough to maintain Section 8 funding at its current levels, let alone increase the program to affect more Americans. Schuldner says the future of public housing could depend on innovative ideas that are attractive to legislators. The Philadelphia Housing Authority's approach could be one example. For NPR News, I'm Brad Linder in Philadelphia.